We've heard the hype, we've heard the chatter, but what does success really look like on Saturday?
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. Welcome back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Thursday. We're only 2 days away. Two sleeps, baby. Two sleeps until Auburn football. Cannot wait. We're going to talk about, you know, we've heard about how great the team's progressing, how the young guys are doing. What does success look like on the ball field? What does success look like on Saturday? And we're going to break it down from a number of different aspects. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND. If you don't have your sports book, you need to check this out. Use your coupon code NEXTROUND. They will double your initial deposit up to $500. That's right. You give them $100, they're going to give you back $100 to play with. Absolutely free. So you sign up today, get your account ready. You can go drop that bonus money on Auburn to hit the over 7.5 wins. Still time. You got 2 days left. So check them out, mybookie.ag. They got all the sports lines you want, as well as an online casino if you're into that as too. So mybookie.ag, check them out. Show them some love. Guys, we're two sleeps away. I said it, we're two sleeps away from college football, we're two sleeps away from Auburn football, and there's been so much talk about this team. There's been so much talk about the freshmen. There's been so much talk about the chemistry. Hugh Freeze talking about how he loves coaching this team. You know, it seems like he's got even a little bit more positivity in his voice, changing the tune from tamper expectations from last year. It seems like he feels like they got a chance to be pretty good, especially on offense. And I know he's excited about the defense as well. But, you know, his hands are on the offense this year, and I think he feels a little confident. But, hey, you got to see it. What does it look like? Okay, you feel good about it. You feel like you might be able to make some noise. What does it look like Saturday? It's so hard. What does it look like Saturday to show that you all this stuff is actually true, all this stuff is actually happening? It's so hard in these type games. These type games are great from a timing standpoint to be at the beginning of the year, because you can really get the kinks out. You can really hopefully handle business and get a chance to develop a lot of young guys. I mean, they only get, if they're going to redshirt, they only get 4 games to play in. And this is a perfect one, because in theory, you should totally outman this team just from a personnel standpoint, so you can get in, get some experience, and you don't feel like you have a ton of pressure to be able to, you know, pull off a win. It really should just be, how bad do you win? What does the score look like? So this is, they're tough games, but they're good games at the same time. And I'm going to be honest. I think even though this game is, you know, it could go in 100 different directions, I think the score matters. I don't think spread matters, but I think score matters. Okay, what's the difference? Okay, so score to me is, I think anything over 50 and anything 10 or under as far as points given up. So anything, if Auburn scores 50 or over or gives up 10 or under, I feel like that is a successful day. It's, if it's 50 to 10 or 52 to 10, that's a great day, but it doesn't cover the spread. The reason why the spreads to me don't matter is because context matters when you're talking about how this game plays out. Let's say Auburn gets out to a 50-3 lead, or 52-3, okay, or 53-3. That's 50 points, okay? That's 50 points, and then late in the game, you've got third team defense in, and it's the last drive of the game, and they either throw a bomb and score a touchdown, or they drive down and kick a field goal. Well, now they're covering the spread, which is 47.5 points. That's a tough spread any way you look at it, regardless of who you're playing, because anything can happen, especially late in the game. So I don't necessarily care so much about the spread as I do. I think Auburn needs to put up some points, and then I think they need to shut this offense down. They don't need to allow a lot of cheap scores, a lot of cheap plays. Be fundamentally sound, be schematically sound, so you're not giving, you're understanding your coverages, you're understanding your responsibilities, and you're not having a bunch of blown assignments to where you got wide receivers running free and things like that. So I think Auburn needs to score some points. I don't think you need to see some 35 to 14 or, you know, 35-ish point outing. I think you need to score, again, 50-plus points. Another reason is because typically you need to go hard in the first half, put up 28 to 35 points so that you only really need one or two drives in the third quarter with the first team before you start subbing out. So you need fireworks early. You need fireworks early to be able to put this game away early so you're not screwing around in the second half. And then you end up not getting guys. You end up not getting guys in there that you need to get in there to develop. You need to start. If this is a game that you got to look ahead to 2025. I mean, this is a game that's very important for 2025. And the amount of people that you lose, including your quarterback, this is a big deal for Hank. If Hank's going to make a run at the 2025, starting job, these type games are big games for Hank. These type of games are big games for those young wide receivers. I think you just got to get out there and you got to score. You got to light up the scoreboard quickly to put this game away. The score 100% matters. It matters, but the spread doesn't matter that much. If you want to look at a spread, typically in these type of games, the first half spread is what you're looking at. And because it's Auburn versus Alabama A&M, a lot of times that spread's not even out yet. It'll be considered one of the bonus bets, like bonus first half lines. And I would imagine it's probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of like 27.5 in the first half, which is kind of what I think that would probably be what it would be. And it's kind of what I would expect it to be for Auburn. I think you need to be up at least four scores, 28 points, 35 points, 30-ish points, something like that. Points matter. Points matter. Scoring matters in games like this. Get in there, handle business. Do what you've been working for this whole fall camp, and show that, hey, this is a different offense. You know, even last year in a game similar to this, Samford, Auburn scored a bunch of points. So you got, even with that offense, so you got to be able to score. Score absolutely matters. I don't care what anybody says. If Auburn rolls in here and it's 42-14, we're going to need to look at the context of it. We're going to need to look at what happened, because I would say that's not 100% ideal. If it's 38-8 or 38-10, I'm going to be a little bit questioning what the heck went on offense. I think Auburn needs to go over 50 to consider this weekend a success. Anything over 50 on offense, I'd say, is a success. Anything 10 and under, again, on defense, I would say, is a massive success. And who cares if you don't cover the spread by 2 or 3 points? That is a success in these type games, first games of the season, getting guys out there and getting their feet wet, getting your feet under you, getting your momentum going, seeing what you got. I think that would be – score absolutely matters. Another thing that I think I've listened to a bunch of shows. I've listened to a bunch of radio shows, podcasts, things like that. I guess I differ a little bit, but I think Auburn needs to throw the dadgum ball. I think Auburn needs to get out there and throw the ball around. Even last year in the Samford game, Auburn threw for, I believe, combined over like 340 yards. I think you need to have that. At minimum, you need to have something over 300 yards in combined passing. I'm not saying you need Peyton Thorne to throw over 300 yards, because he could get in there and get going fast and then, throw up a bunch of points and then he's out of the game. Anything for him in that 200 to 250 range would be a pretty solid outing with a high completion percentage, but you got to throw the ball around. Auburn has a history, and it's a lot of it is the Gus Malzahn era of just literally running the crap out of the ball in these games. And I don't know if it's just because we had lack to the confidence in the passing game. We didn't feel good about the passing game, or if it was just mainly the whole being scared to show anything type situation in these games. But running the ball, if you listen to Village Vice, Brad Law is the king of finding just crazy, crazy stats that you wouldn't think of, and finding an angle on it. I think Auburn has played Alabama twice in the last, you know, maybe decade to 12 years. And both times they played them under Gus Malzahn, and both times you threw for less than 200 yards and ran for like 350 and 400 plus yards. That doesn't do anything for you. And I just don't feel like that does anything for this offense, because if you want to compete, in this league, if you want to be able to go up against the firepower of the Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, even Georgia, if you want to be able to go up against Missouri, if you want to be able to go up against those guys, you're not going to be able to just shut them down all the time. You're going to have to score points. And teams in college can figure out how to stop a run, okay? So you got to be able to throw the ball. So I think this is a prime time, and I think Hugh is sort of the same type guy that, hey, we got to be able to throw the dadgum football. We got to get these receivers involved. We've got to get Peyton in a rhythm, and I think this offense, the way it works, will be predicated on being able to throw the ball. I think we're going to throw the ball a lot. I think you have to. I need to see balls in the air. I need to see touchdowns thrown. Okay. I love it when we can be physical and punch it in, but man, we need to see some balls in the air scoring. I really think Auburn needs to see that, not only from a fan perspective, but I think those players need to see it. I think those receivers need to see it. And guess what? You got a five-star quarterback in the stands. Now, I'm not saying you got to change your game plan. I'm not saying you got to change your game plan to accentuate one position because you got a recruit in the stands. But, you got to be able to throw the ball. You got to be able to throw the ball, and it's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt to be able to throw it up for over 300 yards when you got a guy in there that you're selling. Hey, I know we had last year, but this is different. I got the reins now. We throw the ball in my offense. We get the ball out. We get it to our playmakers, and you're going to see it. I think that's something. I'm not putting it down as I want to see it. I think we're going to see it. I think you're absolutely going to see Hugh throw the ball down the field. I think they're going to get their one-on-one matchups. They're going to try to get the ball to Perry Thompson. It may not be one of those where you just continue to force to him, but you got your stuff over the middle that you can hit with Rivaldo Fairweather, with Keandre Lambert-Smith, kind of lull everybody to sleep, and then you're going to hit Cam on a deep shot. You're going to hit Malcolm on a deep shot. You're going to continue to hit the sticks with Keandre Lambert-Smith. You're going to continue to eat up the middle with Robert Lewis and Rivaldo Fairweather. And then you're going to take some shots. You're probably going to get Perry a shot. You're going to get Malcolm a shot. You're going to get Cam some shots. You got to. You absolutely have to, starting game one. If you want to change the taste in everybody's mouth about last year, you better throw the ball right off the bat. And I don't think you're just going to – I would be shocked. I would be shocked, and I would be very disappointed if Auburn just goes out there and grinds the running game and we run for 300 yards and throw for 150 or throw for 200 yards combined. I would be very, very shocked. I'd be very, very disappointed. I would think it would be a missed opportunity. And honestly, I'd be concerned. I would be very concerned, because if you can't do it with all the things riding on being able to, on needing to be able to do it in this game, I would be a little bit concerned. Could it be the wide receivers? Could it be the offensive line? You just don't feel that good about protection. Could it be Peyton Thorne? It would make me very, very concerned if Auburn can't go out there and light it up, doesn't go out there or can't go out there and light it up through the air. I think it's monumentally important to be able to do that. Let me tell you something else that's monumentally important, and that's your retirement and your savings. And if there's any doubt on who you need to talk to for that, or just try to justify the plan that you already have and make sure that it's working the way it needs to work, you need to reach out to Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. You can go to retirementresults.com/plan to reach out to Ford and get that custom free portfolio analysis. Typically, when you call somebody for something like this, it costs in the neighborhood of $1,500 plus. Ford will do it absolutely free, and you'll make a friend at the same time, and you can guarantee that none of your money goes to Alabama's NIL because Ford is a big, big Auburn fan. I know he's fired up about Saturday. So check out Ford. Check out Retirement Results. Tell him I sent you, and tell him War Eagle. Great guy. And you'll make a good friend at the same time. So we've talked about offense. Score matters. Throwing the ball matters. Getting those big-time wide receivers, playmakers, getting those guys touches matters. Let me tell you what else matters. And this may just be a me thing, okay? But sack, I need to see the quarterback's butt on the ground, okay? I talked about this on Charlie Tuesday on Locked on Auburn. I need to see sacks, okay? Number one, Auburn just hasn't been able to do a lot with their front four over the past several years. I guess 2019 is probably the last time where you felt confident that at any point in time, that defensive line is going to affect the quarterback and make something happen. I just saw I can't remember which Twitter account, but they've been doing countdowns. And they've been using jersey numbers to kind of show how many days left. So 4 days ago, it was Jeff Holland highlights. And remember back in 2017, how effective he was at being totally taking over on defense and totally changing what defenses have to do because, hey, we're not blitzing. I'm just coming off the edge and you're not good enough to block me. You are not good enough. It doesn't matter who it is. Georgia, he was disruptive. Alabama, he was disruptive. It didn't matter. Put the team out there. Even Clemson, when they sacked us 50 times. Well, we even got to their quarterback a bunch with Jeff Holland. So that was 4 days ago. And then I honestly forgot how good of a pass rusher and Marlon Davidson was. So then the next day was three days to kick off, and they show Marlon Davidson highlights back in, a little bit in 2017, all the way he played at Auburn for, it seemed like forever. And then in 2019, his last year, he had an unbelievable year. And obviously he wore number three. There's 3 days left to kick off, but it just reminded me how important it is to have an elite pass rush from your front four to be able to affect that quarterback. Every single play, they have to be thinking about you, okay? Every single play that is designed that week leading up to the game, they have to keep you in mind. If they don't have to think about the front four, their playbook's wide open. They know we can block them. They're going to have to send guys. So what we're going to do is we're going to game plan routes against less dudes in coverage. We're going to game plan plays that are going to be built off of them blitzing because we know they can't get to us with the front four. You got to be able to get to the quarterback. And I think you need to be able to put some stuff on film this week of you getting in his grill. I said, I want grass in face mask. I want them to almost have to call timeout because he's got a chunk of sod in his face mask so big that, it takes more than just one hand to pull it out. Like, I want to see the quarterback on the ground. We've heard so much about this pass rush. We've heard so much about this defensive line and how disruptive they are. Phillip Bleedy, we've been hearing, he is the disruptor. He is the guy. He is a Marcus Harris, a bigger version of Marcus Harris. He's been a tackle for loss machine in fall camp. And then you hear the speed off the edge from J-Mac. Kieron Crawford, having multiple sack scrimmages, it's seemingly every time he goes out there. I need to see this front four get after it. I need to see this front four have at least three sacks. I would think three plus sacks would be a very, very good day. Just harassing the quarterback, really disrupting the whole offense. This defensive line, I think, has a chance. I really do. I'm curious to see how they are in run to be able to stop the run. But from a pass rush standpoint, I think this team has a really good chance, a really, really good chance to make some noise and a really, really good chance to be special from a pass rush perspective. I think they're going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay on the run as well. But it seems like from the speed, the young guys, the older guys, speed seems to be the theme and just being able to, you know, get back there and make some stuff happen. I think you need to see quarterbacks on the ground. I need to see at least 3 sacks, and I think that would be a massive success. And then, you know, just – but if outside of those 3 sacks, harassing the quarterback every time he drops back, flushing him, making his clock tick a little bit faster, stuff like this. It's really tough in these games. It's really tough in these games sometimes to figure out because the score doesn't always tell the whole story. Okay. The score doesn't always tell the whole story. So you have to look at the context of really everything and figure out how Auburn performed. And I think these are some key factors we can look at. These are a couple of things that we can look at. I think yards per carry is something we need to be watching. That's not been good over the last couple of games. I think you need to see, even though I said I want to throw the ball, I think you need to see yards per carry. Completion percentage is another one that I'm looking at. I want to see if you throw for 300 yards, but you've only completed 50% of your passes against an inferior opponent, like that's going to be concerning. There's so many things to look at, and we're going to break it all down, obviously, after the game, and I'm sure throughout the whole next week. But regardless, it's tough in these games, but these are some key things that I think Auburn can do outside of just winning the game to show a ton of success. So I think that's going to be it for today. I really appreciate it, guys. Remember to check out mybookie.ag. Don't mess up and miss out on that first time deposit. Don't mess up and miss out on that double up deposit. Put your $100, get another $100 back to play with. You got to check out the barn, auburn.com. Look, we do play break. We're going to be doing game breakdowns, game film breakdowns after the game. We still got recruiting updates. Had a big recruiting update last night, and we're going to do. You're going to have insight on the team, insight on what's going on at practice, things like that. You need to check it out. Only $1 for the first month, $9.95. After that, you'd try anything for a dollar. Try anything for a dollar. You may love it, and if you hate it, you're only out for a dollar. So the barn, auburn.com. You can catch me, Zach, Daryl Dappert. A lot of different personalities from around the Auburn sphere. You can check them out all there, and you'll have some great conversation and make some friends at the same time as well. So check it out, thebarnauburn.com. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Hit the alarm bell. You never know when we're going to go live, especially during football season. And then hopefully we're going to have some basketball stuff going next week. So be looking out for that as well. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we'll get back after it again tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.